A number of years ago, a very close relative of mine told me that he's a very good friend that's a chash of a lawyer, very well-to-do lawyer. He even told me the name. It's not important for now. And he told me that his friend, the lawyer, told him the following story happened with him. He went on vacation to Eretz Yisrael, and he walked into a makolet, into a grocery store. And when he was there, this happened in front of his face. There was a kid that had come with a whole huge shopping thing that he filled up a cart, and he came to the grocer, and he said, "Put it on my bill." And the grocer said, "I'm sorry, I already told your mother that she's way over how much she owes, and you can't buy on credit anymore." So the kid started walking away with all these huge groceries that, you know, he can't bring home. So this lawyer walked up and said, "One second." Walked over to the owner of the makolet, and he said, "Let me hear how much shkolim, how much does he owe you?" The grocer said the amount, that I don't know, I don't remember how much the amount was. And he took out from his pocket, he was a well-to-do person, he took out all the amount of shkolim, and he paid up the bill. It's a very beautiful story, and a tremendous chesed, obviously understood. Now I want to tell you another story. This I heard happens to be from somebody else, also a relative, who lives in Beit Shemesh. And he was telling me that he knows somebody, a big Baal Tzedakah, that walks into different grocery stores in Beit Shemesh, and he tells the owners there, "I wonder if people who have outstanding balances, how much they owe," and he pays up their balances, people that their balances are growing too much. Now, these are both two beautiful stories of chesed. But I want to just bring out one point, that there's a tremendous, tremendous difference between these two stories. Now, I want to share with you an unbelievable Avister Reb Nosson in Perek Zayin. The first time I heard this Avister Reb Nosson was from my father-in-law, Hagoyin Reb Moshe Hillel Glazer, Maggid Sheir Ner Yisrael in Baltimore. Listen to what this Avister Reb Nosson says. It says as following. It says that Iyuv, the famous Iyuv, was such a tremendous balach nosas arachim. He had four entrances, like Avram Avinu, to his tent, that people should be able to walk in and come and to eat, and they didn't even have to. He made it special four entrances. Pasha, no one should have to walk around to the other side. People could just walk in any side and come and get food. And the Avister Reb Nosson goes on to say, whenever arachim met each other, travelers met each other, they said, "Where are you going?" "I'm going on the way to Eve's house." "Where are you coming from?" "I'm coming from Eve's house." He was an unbelievable balach nosas arachim. Then the Avister Reb Nosson continues. And then when the tremendous tragedy befell Eve, what happened to him? He tainted. He said, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is the schos ha-meach nosas arachim? Why doesn't it have the power to save me?" So Hashem didn't answer Eve why it didn't have the schos to save him. We don't understand exactly the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how everything works. But it does say in the Avister Reb Nosson the following words. Hashem told him, "Your achnasas arachim is beautiful, but it doesn't even come and reach half of the chesed of Avram Avinu." Why? What's the difference? So Avister Reb Nosson says two things. But the main thing it says, this is what I want to bring out. The Avister Reb Nosson says, Eov, you sit in your house and you wait. The Orchim they could come into your house. They come to you and you give them to eat. Avram Avinu did differently. He didn't sit in his house and wait till Orchim came. He went out of his house and he searched. Where is there an Orch? Where is there a person that needs food? He found the person and he brought him into his house. From this Avister Reb Nosson, you see something so, so incredible. You see that the uniqueness of the chesed of Avram Avinu, that every year it strives to do, is not just to do the chesed when the person comes knocking on your door and says, "Please, I need a meal." Avada, that's a gevaldike chesed. Avada, you get gevaldike schusim for that. But the uniqueness of the chesed of Avram Avinu is to go out and find the person that needs chesed and go give him the chesed. To find the person that's hungry and bring him into your house, or to give him food. To go out and search for the person. That is the chesed of Avram Avinu. Now, I want to go back to those two stories. I said, any person that's in a makolet, that's there, and you see that they're cutting off his credit, avad to gavaldik eschus, it's the unbelievable tzedakah. That the pshat is that a person comes and you see that he's mamish, they're not giving him the food to take home on credit anymore, and you pay it up, that's unbelievable. But that's not the chesed of Avram Avinu. That's the chesed fell into your lap. Somebody comes to you in front of your face. Someone knocks on your door and says, I'm starving. Can you please give me something to eat? Which yid wouldn't do that? If they're able to afford it. If they're able to afford piece of cake, of course we can afford, but if we're able to afford to pay his bill and we see they're cutting off the credit, that's unbelievable. But that's the chesed of Eiv. It's also gevaldik, we're not pushing that aside. But the unbelievable chesed of Avram Avinu is that Avram Avinu went out to find the person. The second story that we said, that someone in Beit Shemesh, he went and he said, I want to find the person that doesn't have credit anymore. I want to find the person that needs somebody to pay his bill. That's the chesed of Avram Avinu. The difference is unbelievable. And we see, even though we don't understand what Eve's punishment was, what was going on, but Al Kaponim, Hashem is saying, the chesed of Avram Avinu has such an extra protection. That chesed of going out to find the person, that would have even saved Eve. For whatever reason, the punishment had to come. This is something. If somebody comes knocking on your door and saying, they're not letting my kid into school, I can't pay tuition, they're not, until I pay it up, they're not letting me back in, and someone is able to help that person, that's the chesed of Eve when the person comes knocking on your door. The chesed of Avram Avinu was to think, I'm sure there are people that are not being let back into school until they can pay their money for tuition. I have relatives that maybe they can't pay their tuition. I have neighbors that maybe can't be let back into school and they're having sleepless nights, how they're going to pay. The chesed of Avram Avinu is to call the school and say, I want to know what's the balance on my brother-in-law's balance with tuition. Is he having problems that he needs to pay something up? What's the balance? Let me see what I can do. Maybe I can, if I don't have the money to pay it, maybe I can raise the money for him. That's the chesed of Avram Avinu. Not to wait till the person comes to us. The chesed of Avram Avinu, you see from this Avos Terev Noson, is to go out and search and find that person, because we all know there are people out there. This is the season. This is when people cry. Reb Kalman Krohn, the most unbelievable Gabbai Tzedakah, who was Nifter not so many months ago. Kalman Krohn once told me, the hardest time, he's a tremendous Gabbai Tzedakah, he raised millions of dollars for people. He said, people think it's Pesach. It's not Pesach. The hardest time that people are suffering is this summer. How many people are crying that they're being threatened, that their kids will not be let into school if they don't pay tuitions? This is the time we have to go out and find those people and help those people. And then we should be zeicha that Hashem will make. We should never have to come on to cry to somebody else. Hashem will come and find our problems. Hashem knows our problem, but He won't wait. Mida k'neged mida. He won't wait till we go out and beg someone else. He'll solve our problem before we go with somebody else. May we all be zeicha to do the chesed of Avram Avinu.